In order to find out more about these mood symptoms and the progression of Parkinson's disease, I returned to speak with neurologist Dr. James Rowe from Cambridge University.
Yes, well, depression and the other mood problem of anxiety are extremely common with Parkinson's disease. There's a lot of questions that are unanswered. The first is, say, is it more common than you would expect in people of a similar age? Is the depression a reaction in some people against having what is essentially bad news? Is it a reaction to having a restriction on your lifestyle and your expectations of a happy and active retirement? Or could it be something more, that the illness itself is leading to depression? One of the challenges we face is that it's not clear whether the usual approaches to treatment of depression that you might take in younger adults without Parkinson's disease, whether they work as well in patients with Parkinson's disease.
And can you tell us a little bit about the research that's going on here in Cambridge in the area of Parkinson's?
So that we have a very active research clinic here, recruiting patients really from Cambridgeshire and surrounding counties. And it covers a very diverse range of projects. One of them is to really try and understand what the very first symptoms of Parkinson's disease are and how it first affects the brain, really within months of your symptoms coming on. On that basis, we also want to try and understand what predicts how your Parkinson's disease will evolve. Will you be someone who lives with it, with a nuisance from your Parkinson's disease, remaining fully active and independent over 10 or 15 years? Or will you be someone who'll get an early and aggressive dementia, perhaps over the first couple of years? Both of these things can happen. What we don't yet understand is predicting and understanding why one individual takes one route or the other. So a lot of research onto that. That's linked to work on both treating some of the symptoms of Parkinson's disease, and our emphasis is on treating the thinking and memory problems that can come with Parkinson's disease, what we call cognition or enhancing cognition. The other aspect is looking at treatments that might alter the course of the illness itself, fundamentally alter the course of the illness. What's increasingly clear, and the focus for our research, is the other chemicals in the brain that can be affected by Parkinson's disease. So two in particular we focus on, one called serotonin, that people might have heard of in connection with depression and mood or anxiety. The other chemical is noradrenaline, a brain's version of adrenaline, that's also very important for clear thinking and flexibility.